Hi, this is Jack Vaughn coming to you today for the latest episode of the Talking Data Podcast, joined here by Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics. Both Ed and I went to a recent conference in Boston, the Deep Learning Summit 2017, put on by the Rework folks. And we both have our takes on it, and in this episode we're going to talk with Ed about some of the takeaways there. A lot of the show was the kind of people you'd want to know, see in this regard, people from Twitter, people from Facebook, people from Google, and they're not just people, they're data scientists, they're deep in the deep learning. And so, Ed, you know, so most of our readers are in enterprises and really not having that level of massive data and deep learning to do. So what did we take away in terms of what deep learning means today if you're not a Google, a Facebook, or a Twitter?
Well, yeah, I think that that's one of the really interesting questions when you look at deep learning right now. You know, we see that it's this incredibly powerful technology, and you can teach cars how to drive without someone operating the steering wheel, and, you know, teach a machine how to recognize a cat in an image, which seems like pretty far out there, really cool stuff. But then when you take a step back, you say, well, how is a typical enterprise going to benefit from this? You know, there's not a whole lot of utility in being able to recognize a cat in an image if you sell plumbing equipment or something like that, you know?
It's hard to make that leap.
Right. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was an interesting conference for the fact that a lot of the companies who are doing really cutting-edge work on this really powerful technology were there. Facebook, Google, eBay, Amazon, Twitter. Like you said, these are the people who you want to hear talking about this kind of stuff. But for my money, I was kind of interested to get a better sense of what a typical enterprise might be able to do with this technology. And yeah, that perspective really wasn't represented at all. And so I think that we're still trying to piece together what a more traditional enterprise that doesn't have massive volumes of data stored up from the past 10 years or so might be able to do with this technology. And I think that we're still trying to figure that out. It seems like from some of the reporting that we've done outside of this conference, you know, we're seeing a lot of people applying these types of models into call centers. That seems like one of the pretty obvious applications. You know, you can develop natural language processing models from deep learning. And so maybe you don't have to have as many call center employees on call all the time. There seems to be a lot of applications in customer service for this technology. But then beyond that, it's kind of hard to see really what the benefit for a typical enterprise would be. And it's hard to imagine that there isn't any application for it. You know, I mean, it seems like a very flexible technology, deep learning, and it seems like it can accomplish a lot of different things. So I feel that there must be some kind of application for a more traditional enterprise, but we're still waiting to see examples of that.
Well, and I think that one thing that kept coming up, and you and I had spoken about this, is the recommendation engine, and as being kind of a low-hanging fruit. You don't necessarily need deep learning to do it. Certainly the face Netflix is. There was a fella from eBay, and you had told me that they were doing creating recommendations based on some kind of deep learning, and didn't have to do with cats, but it had to do with images.
That's right. Yeah, and so obviously it's a use case from one of these big web giants, not the more typical enterprise, but what he was talking about sounded like something that might have some applicability for the more traditional enterprise. So this was Ben Klein. He's a researcher at eBay. And he was talking about a deep learning system that they set up to build a recommendation engine that, rather than recommending based on similarities in product titles or product descriptions, you know, the kind of easy, like, keyword-based recommendation engines that have been around for years, this model actually looks at the image and tries to develop a sort of description of what actually is in the image that someone posts along with an item that they list on eBay. And then it recommends similar products based on what visually looks similar. And so you can think about that as being really useful on a site like eBay, where, how many people list a blue shirt for sale? But so, you know, is it like a t-shirt with a Batman logo on the front, or is it like a nice button-down dress shirt from Calvin Klein or something like that? Obviously there's a big difference there, and if your recommendation engine is only pulling the text from the title of the listing, it's going to put a lot of that, very, very different stuff together into one category. But so the deep learning model that they built this recommendation engine around assesses more as a human would, what does the image look like, and puts things together on that basis. So, the idea of a recommendation engine obviously is nothing new. This has been around for a decade or so. But I think that the idea of applying deep learning in the context of a recommendation engine to deliver much more on-target recommendations is kind of an interesting thing. And I think that might be something that a more down-to-earth type company might be able to benefit from.
And I think it could be the case that the Facebook, Twitter, Google, eBay too, the big, if you will, consumer applications that people are getting used to will drive the way corporations interact with their customers as everyone's on the web. And so, for example, you'll show Maytag what's wrong with your washing machine by showing them a part, and if they have deep learning that can look at that kind of video data and combine it with other contextual text data, they may find patterns that will reduce maintenance needs and so forth. The fancy name of it is the Internet of Things, but and it may be futuristic, but I think it's fair to say everybody's looking forward a little bit, and that the deep learning conference was a hotbed of that kind of futuristic looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure that's how it worked. I was saying earlier that, this is a flexible and powerful technique, deep learning is, and so I'm sure it could have different applications for all kinds of different businesses. And, it's probably hard for us to sit here in this room right now, you and I, and think about how different types of businesses might be able to apply this technology. But, for the people who are working in data science out in different enterprises across the country, I'm sure, as soon as they see different examples of what this type of technology can do, that's when the light bulb goes off over their heads. And I'm sure we'll pretty soon start seeing all kinds of innovation and, people finding different ways to apply the techniques of deep learning.
It's been my pleasure to be with Ed Burns today for the Search Business Analytics edition of the Talking Data Podcast. Thank you, readers, for being with us. Remember that you can subscribe to our podcast feed if you go on iTunes and look for Tech Target Talking Data Podcast.